get your tableside guacamole made right in front of you, or piled high nachos. They have a full array of classic Mexican dishes and even more modern specialties, including their Cadillac fajitas. The house margaritas are the best in town, and the specialty margaritas will have you coming back time and time again. Visit Rosalita's Cantina at two convenient locations, downtown on Washington Avenue or on Manchester Road, just west of 270.
Diana from Neustetter's Fine Jewelers here to remind you, we don't just offer the best pieces, we offer one of the last master hand engravers in our country. My father can create timeless, personal, and unforgettable pieces. Come by our showroom at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or learn more online at wowdiamonds.com.
There's never been a better time in history for a cash-out refinance. Get pre-approved for your cash-out refinance today with our five-minute loan approval only available at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Looking for the most unique grocery store in St. Louis? That's easy. Star Specialty Grocer, located on Big Bend, one block north of Highway 40. This Richmond Heights treasure has been a part of the St. Louis community since 1979. Stars offers a wine selection second to none, with selections across price points, a unique selection of liquor, varieties of cheeses from around the world, fresh wild seafood flown in daily, and prime beef raised by local farmers. The employees pride themselves on product knowledge and customer service. They're open if you want to stop by or call them to place an order at 314-781-2345. That's 314-781-2345. You can browse beforehand, check out the staff's picks, and then put in your order online at starrs1.com. Remember, for the best in beef, seafood, liquor, and wine, visit Star's Specialty Grocer on Big Bend. And be sure to tell them 590 sent you.
This is Doug Vaughn here to tell you to get a jump on the spring home selling season with low inventories and less competition. Homes are fetching higher prices. To leverage a higher price home, call Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier with their STL Rocket Listing. Mark and Neil can give you a cash offer. Use their proven accelerated demand program that turns up the marketing and gets you the most money for your home. Either way, your home is sold. Call the Gelmans today at 314-336-1991. Online at 590homes.com and start packing.
Certain restrictions apply.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all.
I'm not sure how many other radio stations this guy is on, but it doesn't really matter because nobody hears him when he's on those. But they hear him here, and the evidence is in the number of people who walk in and say, hey, by the way, I'm AM and the PM, and I know that you are those people. And if you haven't done it yet, hopefully you will next time you need to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle. Ladies and gentlemen, from, I don't know where, I'm assuming his office, John Londoff, everybody. Hello, John.
Hello. Hello. How are you, buddy?
I'm fine, buddy. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Sport, unbelievable. Yep, you get it there, Nitzer.
Pal.
But it's all good. It's all good. You know, I mean, it's hot. It's hot, Frank. And I know how much you like to perspire. So,
well, here's how hot it is. Here's how hot it is. I was trying to decide today, do we do our hottest weather joke? I don't think so.
Not yet. No.
July, August, we're going to have some 98.
We're going to break 100 this summer.
I think so. We save that joke till we think we're at the hottest. We're not there, but we're prematurely certainly hotter than it should be and more humid than it should be. But I don't. You know what? That's fine because you don't have to scrape sunshine off your windshield or shovel it. I'm fine with it.
There you go, buddy. You know, all you need is a handkerchief every once in a while. And a shower. It goes a long way, shower.
Well, it does. Say hi to Josh Bauman. He's in here hoping he'll get a chance to have a segment today. Josh, say hi to John Londo. Turn the mic on. There you go.
It is on.
No, his mic is not working.
Josh.
Not on?
Hello?
Is Mike 5 unplugged?
Mike is dead.
Good thing you're an IT guy. Maybe you can fix it.
All right. Well, I got to do some.
This is a good thing. I'm glad we did this.
Give him your mic. I'll take mic 3.
Hi, John.
Oh, there you go. Now we got it.
Well, you know, I'll just keep talking then.
No, there you go.
There's technical difficulties going on right now.
It's already fixed.
Check, baby. Check, baby. 1, 2, 3.
Josh, mic check. Josh.
Check.
Okay. Cash.
Actually, John said something kind of funny.
What?
when he said, when Josh said, my mic isn't working, John says, well, he's an IT guy. Let him prove how good he is and fix it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that's that funny.
I think it's funny.
IT guys don't fix microphones.
No, not normally.
You know, it's really not about you, Frank, here.
Yes, it is.
You asked me to say hi to Josh, so I'm saying hi to Josh. Josh, how you doing?
But it is. Josh, just asked Josh, how you
doing. I'm sorry. I was helping Limey troubleshoot an IT problem.
Yeah. There you go. Way to be, Josh.
See, he did fix it.
Yeah, it's
or broken. I spotted it. Did you fix it?
I spotted the problem.
It's got a broken wire.
Oh, broken wire.
Like
no, you got to say it this way. Broken wire.
I'll be back in a second.
You can say hi. I can do that. You can say hi to Josh's son, Jackson.
Hey, Jackson, you're 14.
Hi, Jackson.
Say hi to Mr. Londo.
Hi, John.
No, Jackson, Jackson.
That was casual.
You just embarrassed your parents.
No, he didn't.
Oh, John, hold on, John. John, let me ask you a question. John, listen to me. John, you have four boys. You have four.
Why do you want to keep talking, Frank, when I should be talking?
You have four
you just
sons.
Keep talking, Frank, I never get to talk.
Did you encourage your four sons to call grown people who could have been their parents by their first names?
Or grandpas.
Because I met your boys, and they call me Mr. Pinion. So let's edit that out. No, edit it
out.
All right,
I got
it. Teach Josh Jackson a little lesson.
That's a good one, Josh.
Okay. Radio edit.
Hey, Jackson, say hi to Mr. Londo.
Hi, Mr. Londoff.
There you go. See?
Thank you.
I would have said hi, Johnny.
Jackson's smarter than that, and I'll tell you why. In 2 years, he's going to be 16,
yes.
And he's going to be interested in the car. He is going to do what's the more respectful choice, because he may have to meet with Mr. Londoff in a couple of years, looking for, I would imagine, a pre-owned vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you want to buy a brand-new car.
No.
And that was very smart, Jackson, the way you came in and fixed that. I'm proud of you for that. He's 14, so you can't get his business for a couple of years. But, hey, we're cultivating buyers every day who may not be in for 2, 3, 4 years.
Jackson, when do you turn 15?
November.
All right. So we're about a year and a half away. But are you excited about that, turning 16?
Yep.
Well, first of all, you got to turn 15, then 16. Where do you go to school?
I go to Festus. That works.
You know what's interesting? His voice is getting deep. Do you notice this?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I can just tell that you probably noticed he's starting to get that
hair.
He's going, well, not hair. Come on.
Hair?
you took it somewhere completely different. But he's doesn't have a
The boys are
kid.
Dropping.
He doesn't have a kid's voice anymore.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right about that.
Hair.
Okay. All right, so here's the deal. Since Josh and you know, you're like impeding on my segment, can I just stay on during yours?
That's up to Frank.
No, it's not. No, it's not really. Josh, it really isn't.
No, John, it is up to me, because after a certain amount of time, you just haven't paid. You pay dearly, but not for an hour. Not for an hour.
But you know what, Frank? It's not really always about the money, is it? It's about the friendship, the camaraderie.
No, it's more about the money. I think it's almost always more about the money. It just is. That's the way it works.
Albert Pujols years ago said it's not about the money, and he took a $25 million a year contract over 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always the people who have millions and tens of millions who say, money's not everything. It's not about the money. Yeah, he can say that.
So I just, you know, just to switch gears and talk about sports, because, you know, I'm a big sports guy. I played sports. I love sports. This is tough, not getting able to see live sports, except the German Football League. The Bundesliga started up 3 weeks ago.
The what? Okay. What was it? The what?
The Bundesliga. The
Bundesliga.
The Bundesliga.
All right.
Bundesliga.
And for $25, you can send them a photo of yourself wearing your team colors, and they will put it on a seat in the games.
And have you heard where they're piping in, like, crowd noise?
That's actually pretty. We should do that here.
Yeah.
We should do it here. It's a good idea. Piping in crowd noise. That's a good idea.
With big screen TVs around the field. This TV is this bar, and this TV is this bar.
I think that's a great idea.
Piping it in.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
And for years, TV shows have faked audience laughing, laugh tracks. What's the difference? That's it right there. Except that was really kids that we have in the kids annex. So what's the
that
difference?
Was funny. That was funny. So we've got a PGA tournament this weekend, don't we?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Golf?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. And then the British Premier League starts up this weekend. And
NASCAR's returned.
Let me tell you, hot off the press, I'm not bragging, but I talked to Coach Craig Berube, you know?
That's bragging.
Coach of the St. Louis Blues.
That is bragging.
Stanley Cup champions, St. Louis Blues.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because he is a spokesperson for us. And they're getting ready to crank it up. They're, what's going to do, I think, a two-week training camp. That just sounds like a lot of hockey. But, you know, they haven't skated for 3 months. When was the last game they played against Anaheim?
It was March the 12th, I believe, because that was the makeup game for Bouwmeester having the incident on the bench. So that's why the Blues got the number one. Well, at least for now, they're the top seed because they got to play that game and they won that game. March 12th.
There you go, buddy.
So, John, Tim, hit John with your question from before the show about would you bet there will or won't be baseball?
Oh, I told Frank, did I say it on the air or off the air? Yeah.
Before the show.
Oh, okay. I said, no, actually, I think I said it on the air.
He did.
I said I would take up to $50 bet from anybody that there will not be Major League Baseball played in calendar 2020.
You know what? That's weird. I thought we did that in the hall.
That would be the biggest mistake they ever made.
Not having baseball?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, because... if you ask young people, okay, do they watch baseball? Do they go to the baseball games? You know, I went to, I think, 3 games last year, and they were all events and whatever. And, you know, I mean, I love baseball. I love sports. I love Cardinal baseball. But let's face it, man, after about the 5th inning, you're like, whew, okay. I mean, if it's a playoff game, I mean, every pitch means everything. But, you know, if the season's too long, it's too slow. You still have umpires when you have the digital, right, Josh? You have the capacity in Major League Baseball to have balls and strikes and all the, you know, the ability to video, you know, whether they're out at first, safe at first, second base, third base. You don't really need to have these umpires. If there's an umpire listening, I'm really sorry, but, you know, things change. Something's got to happen for that game.
You didn't actually complete the sentence. You said if you ask young people what, they'd say what?
They don't go to baseball games.
Well, let's ask one. Jackson, you're 14. Do you care about baseball games?
I rarely go.
Okay, there you go. Confirmation.
But that's because we don't.
Yeah, right. He can't buy his own tickets like I go to baseball games.
Go to a game and see how many
I'm the youngest person on the show.
Well, okay, hang on. I think we just stumbled into awkward territory. So, Jackson, you don't go because your parents don't take you. You'd actually deep down probably like to go.
Neglecting him.
He goes with his grandma and
grandpa. But they don't take... Oh, isn't that sad? Grandma and grandpa have to take you. Because mom and dad won't. Well, we just discovered...
They'll go to hockey.
We're a hockey family.
Okay. You substituted with hockey. That's good. That's good, I guess. Which you prefer, Jackson, hockey or baseball? Which one?
Hockey.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right, John. He's a hockey guy. There's another discount on that car in 2 years.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you might get one free. I'm just kidding.
But, yeah, he is kidding. He's kidding.
Yeah,
I don't get one. I bet you the coach gets one of the Blues car to drive. Am I right, John? He is given a car. He's a spokesperson for you, and he's given a car to drive. I'm a spokesperson. I'm not given a car to drive. Is that accurate?
You know, that's between Coach Ruby and I.
Oh, that means it's accurate. Yeah.
Well, no, it's not. Right. It's between the coach and I.
Mm, sure.
All right? Mm-hmm. So, Blues hockey going to start up. Everything's going to start getting, hopefully, back to normal. You know what I mean? But did you have a good weekend, Frank?
I did. I had a fantastic weekend. It was my anniversary Friday. And
so why are you so worn out?
Begging takes a lot out of you. Yeah. Constant begging.
I don't know which one that was.
Me.
It was one of you.
Josh, sorry.
You okay?
Yeah,
I'm
fine.
I had a terrific weekend because there's a song, and I forget, is it Mark Chestnut, Too Hot to Fish, Too Hot for Golf, and Too Cold at Home? I think it's Mark Chestnut. It was too hot this weekend to golf or even boat, so... We ended up doing something that it's one of those things when you're finished, you're so glad. No, not that. We cleaned out drawers and closets. Yeah, something that you said you're going to do for the last 10 years. And we actually did it.
You know what? You people.
Way to go, Dan.
Wait a second. I'm done.
Yep. All right. Well, listen, it's probably time for Josh. Huh?
What? No, it was time for Josh 10 minutes ago.
Wow.
At least Johnny's 10 minutes ago.
You need my help on the show. Don't try to say you don't, Frankie. Come on, buddy.
I don't have to try to say I don't. I'll just say I don't.
Yeah. All right.
I need your support and your sponsorship. That's what we need.
Don't giggle. You're almost choking over with the money. You kidding? I mean, don't worry about it. It's well earned. You do a great job. AM and the PM crowd. I can't give you too much trouble on the air because then your fans, the millions of people that love you, go, why is the car guy being so mean to me?
Frank's
so nice.
You got a point.
You know? Yeah. So give us a call. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Jenny Londup Chevrolet in Florissant and Jenny Londup Autoplex, 636-706-5700. 636-706-5700 or Londup.com.
Okay.
All right.
Done. Thank you.
You're the best.
And they're on the way. Thank you, John.
All right, buddy.
All right pal. Chief.
I kept track. Yes, he called you buddy four times. Mm-hmm. He called you sport once. Mm-hmm. You called him chief twice. He called you pal twice and Frankie once.
Yeah, he can do whatever he wants.
Four, five, six, that's nine total. Back and forth.
Well, the privileges of being a big advertiser. Mm-hmm. And now it's theme music time. Help, I need somebody help, not just anybody. Wow, he gave you a little extra time today, Josh.
Yeah.
5 minutes more than normal. It's Monday, and I don't think there's anybody listening who, over the course of the last week, hasn't had something aggravate you, irritate you, or cause you to have questions nobody else can seem to answer about your phone, your computer, your tablet, your TV. We have the guy. His name is Josh Bauman, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling. It's a low-tech product. No batteries. No power cord, no updates. It's a window. And it's one of those things that in the last 100 years, 200, really the basic window is just still a window. You know, up and down, it's glass, and not a lot to change. It's just a matter of what kind of quality you want and how much you're willing to spend. You can get a great price and great quality, and Window World has proven that. That's why they're the number one seller in the country. More at windowworldst.louis.com. Please say hello again to Josh Bauman.
Hello, everybody.
Well, I don't have an issue. I don't have a problem. Anybody in the room before we
take... I do. Question.
Nope. Uh-oh.
All right, while you guys do that, let me tell the listeners the numbers. 314-821-0590. Or 855-282-8255. Dan, what's your problem?
I got on my computer today, and a little window slid over from the right, and it said, Microsoft needs attention, or something like that. So, and I went to Microsoft, and it said that I needed to change, like, maybe a password changed or something changed, and I needed to update something. I didn't do anything.
I'm gonna call bogus.
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh. No, that's scareware.
Josh, that's twice.
I know.
It's okay? Scareware.
Chili?
There's more coming.
Yeah, scareware. That's okay. That's the whole point of, and all of these scams are the same. Phishing, scareware, pop-ups that you get.
It looks like it comes from your computer where it just kind of slides in.
Now, it may have. It may have come from the area called the sys tray down by the clock if it's a system alert for like Windows updates or something like that. Mm-hmm. Does it require a password when you turn it on?
No.
Then I wouldn't worry about changing anything.
Okay.
That's likely spyware or scareware or some piece of junk software has been installed.
Yeah.
Who else had a problem?
I do.
Tim?
Josh, I bought a $90 LifeProof case. Mm-hmm. I dropped my phone on occasion. It's great. I never scratch my phone. I've dropped it in water before. The seal, the oval-shaped seal around the camera has partially come out. I have been struggling for weeks to try and get this thing back in. Is it a lost cause, or can that be fixed?
Do they have a lifetime warranty in this case? I know
it's
like
1 year.
Oh. Mm. Boy, I think with a little... Okay, so if you really want to keep the case and not spend much money, you could probably get it in there with a little bit of super glue and get it to stay. But I don't know if you were to drop it again, like in water, if it would
take it off though to do it.
Probably. Yeah.
I have super glued, hot glued,
yeah,
crazy glued this case at least 7 times. I'm trying my best to hang on to it because,
sure,
I like it. But this week for sure, I got to get a new case. I can't keep saving this.
And my only worry with on a gasket like that is if you do drop it in water again, if you've glued, mm-hmm, that, if that's going to somehow allow water to get in, I would be slightly concerned about that.
It's like it's become stretched. It's become a little bit larger than,
yeah,
the hole it's supposed to go into.
It looks like it.
And like, because it'll go in and then it'll pop out somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I just can't get the thing in.
Yeah, I would get a new case.
Larger than the hole it's supposed to go into.
Yeah, I get that.
Boy, does that sound familiar?
Oh, man.
Sorry, Jackson. I'm looking. You know, he's laughing. He's,
no,
he's 14.
Yeah,
it's
sure
a test. He got it.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. He got it.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Any other issues? No calls. Look at this. This is it's a weird Monday.
It's
weird.
Very strange.
You're usually covered up with people. I can't get my phone to. That means you talk all you want to about,
okay,
whatever you want to.
Well, I have a couple deals today. For whatever reason, there were a bunch of sales going on today for headphones, MacBooks. So the first one, and I'll kind of make a dig here. The new MacBook Air is on sale for $900. It's about $100 off its normal price. You can find that deal on Amazon.
Is that a laptop? What is,
yeah,
that?
MacBook Air is a laptop. Super, super thin, lightweight.
I never, ever use a laptop.
Yeah.
I don't need
most
a laptop.
Most people have migrated.
I have a phone. I have a regular computer and a tablet.
Yep.
I don't need a laptop.
Tablets really replaced the laptop. But it's down to $900, which if you're a Mac person, that's actually a pretty good deal. It has an i3 processor in it, 8 gig of RAM, and 256 gig hard drive. So if you wanted a PC, that'd be about $400. So to give you an idea, the difference between how much Apple marks up for their name and their brand, it's about double.
What does iOS stand for?
iOS is the operating system on the phone, the iPhone, and the iPad.
So the I is just for iPhone, iPad.
Correct.
Whatever.
And the operating system on the MacBook and the iMac, which is their desktop version of a Mac device, is called Mac OS.
What is the iPhone? What does the I stand for?
That was back, so that started back in...
Yeah, the research is checking that.
2011. It was back when everything was getting named with I, and I think I stood for, like, Internet.
It does. Stands for Internet.
Oh, look at that.
You know what?
Yeah.
Look at that guy. Look at this. Thought I could stump him. Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Want to take a call from Tom?
Let's do it.
Tom, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Thank you. Hello, Josh.
Hello, Tom.
AM and the PM. Hey, Josh, I have a problem with the 590 The Fan app.
Yeah, we've talked about this. It disconnects every once in a while?
About every 4 or 5 minutes.
No, that should not be.
Yeah.
Not every 4 or 5 minutes. There's something else going on.
The best
I've uninstalled it. I've reinstalled
that's what I was gonna tell you
it.
To do.
I've rebooted the phone.
What?
I don't know what to do with it.
What make phone do you have?
Galaxy.
Okay.
A6, I believe.
So I've experienced the disconnect issue on my phone, and uninstalling and reinstalling it solved it. I would be curious if you opened up the Chrome browser on your phone and went to 590's website, 590thefan.com, and hit the Listen Now button. That should play it through your phone if you have a similar experience or not.
Okay.
And that,
I'll try that.
Okay.
That I haven't tried.
Yeah, give that a whirl.
If it wasn't for Frank and them, I wouldn't even have the app.
That's the best guy, huh?
Yeah.
That's a message to the possible new owners or owner. Glad you said that. Thank you.
All right.
Tom, I will tell you this. There is no radio station app that doesn't have glitches. They have not yet, for any station, found a way to have them glitch-free. Because I have tried other stations, and if you listen long enough, it's going to kick out. And but he shouldn't be doing it that often. Our apps actually, as apps go and compared to others, a really good one. And that's just too often. And that you're right. That would irritate me. It shouldn't be happening. So
it is, because I got to stop and go back and then hit the listen live and then hit it again.
I'm with Josh. Yeah. There are a lot of other ways. Tune in radio. A lot of other. You can listen to it through other apps.
Yeah. And if you were want to try another app, you could go to like a. It wouldn't be live. It would be after the fact, a podcast app. And you could subscribe to Frank's show on there if you
can. Can he listen live with an app also?
With TuneIn or radio, I'd have to look, but those would be the first places I would look. Would be TuneIn.com or the TuneIn app or radio.
I think it is on TuneIn Radio as well.
Yeah. And that's a free app.
Yeah,
you just type in TuneIn Radio. Yep. TuneIn Radio.
And okay.
Type in the call letters and use that app. Try that.
I'll try it.
All right, Tom.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thanks, Tom.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. And now, back to you.
All right. Sorry, my phone keeps scrolling. So Samsung's doing something interesting. Last week they announced that they are coming out with a subscription service for their newer phones, for the S20 and S20 Ultra. That's their bigger sized phone. They come bundled with protection plans and a subscription to Microsoft Office 365, which is more or less useless. But it's a $37 a month subscription fee, and it's straight through with Samsung. So if you go back and you look at your contract with your carrier, AT&T, Verizon, whoever, if you have a new phone, you likely have a payment. Part of your bill is a payment for your phone.
Right.
If Samsung, what they're doing is, part of this subscription is you could go to them within a year and say, I want the newest phone for free. It's part of the subscription package. So
for that same monthly fee, you just keep paying it, and you get the upgrade.
You get a new
phone
every year.
But they're not going to let you do it every month.
No. It would be when the new models come out. You could go from, you know, whatever the one prior to the S20 is to the S20 or the S20 Ultra. So if you're making a payment anyway, I mean, there's some interesting rationalization there. If you're making that payment anyway, because phones now, these what they call flagship style phones, the newest, greatest, are $1,000 or better. You know, the newest, best iPhone, largest iPhone, over $1,000.
How much bigger can a phone get? Don't just carry an iPad in your pocket.
Yeah, and that's way back when they got to the non-ultra size, the standard iPhone size, people were calling them phablets, a mix between a phone and a tablet, because they were so large. I remember Dell had a phone, and it was massive. But really, that's become the standard size of a smartphone now. And I don't see them getting much bigger than the Ultra or the Max, that size, because it becomes unwieldy to hold in your hand.
It actually looks stupid. You look like you're holding a book up to the side.
Or a brick. Yeah. They're pretty large. So if you're interested in Android phones and Samsung phones in general, that might be something to look at. If you want to buy the Samsung S20 outright from Amazon, it's on sale today. And it's a one-day only deal. The S20 plus 5G, so it's a 5G capable phone, for $950 on Amazon. That's down $250 from the regular price. Now, that is the 128 gig model. They do have a similar sale for the 512 gig model. So if you have $950 laying around and you want to buy a new phone, that might be worth it.
500? How many gigs?
512.
That's a lot.
Like a million photos.
That is a lot.
It's a lot, but I know people that would fill it up with music and photos and apps. I mean, I have a 128 gig phone, and I probably only have about 3 or 4 gig of free space left, because I take so many photos and just different
and
stuff.
And I know Jackson's here, so you can't talk.
You can't talk about the P word. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Porn.
I'd like to ask Jackson a question if I could. Now, Jackson. Now, this is not directed at you at all, because I can tell you're a nice, good, obedient kid. Any of your buddies ever try to coax you into looking at porn? Just tell the truth. I know you probably said, no, thank you, that's not for me. But have they tried that?
No, they haven't.
Okay, all right.
Right.
Okay, all right, thank you, Jack. I just wanted to check in with
you. Do any of you guys use noise-canceling headphones or noise-canceling earbuds, the active noise-canceling?
I don't like them.
It's too quiet, almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I've turned them off, and certain, like Bose, the music sounds better.
Oh, interesting.
With the canceling turned off to me.
Well, if you're in the market for some noise-canceling headphones or earbuds, there are a couple on sale again today. I don't know what it is. Everybody's putting things on sale today. Bose 700, which is a over-the-ear headphone like what we're wearing in here. It's the Bose 700. It has active noise canceling. It's one of the better, as with anything with Bose. Bose is kind of the gold standard when they do something. These are very good headphones. They're on sale on Amazon for $299. That's $100 off. So that's actually a pretty darn good deal.
I don't think most, I could be wrong, I don't see, especially young people, walking around with full-size headphones.
No.
They're all buds.
No.
I like an over-the-ear headphone. I do.
I agree.
Even at home.
I think the majority of people that are using the over-the-ear headsets are people that travel a lot and are in airplanes.
Right.
Because that's it. I don't know. It's typically an older demographic, somebody, you know, my age or older. And honestly, I think earbuds hurt your ears. They hurt my ear canals if I wear them for a long period of time.
Well, it's almost impossible to get a perfect fit.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Because I don't know that both of your ear canals, like feet, are exactly the same size.
Right.
So one's going to fall out, and I don't know. Buds are okay, certain, but I like headphones.
Yeah. I've been wearing earbuds now, at least since we've been here, and I love them now.
Do you
I don't
really?
Know if I could go back to the regular headphones that fit over your head.
They're wow. louder. Yeah. The buds are louder.
Yeah,
and if you like to listen to music loud, like when you work out, I listen to buds.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought they'd be loud. I guess because they're shoved in your ear.
Well, and I wonder if they cause more ear damage, too, if they're louder. Yeah. Thanks, Dan.
You know, you saved me a trip to an ear specialist because I told you that I had a $2,000 TV I bought about 11 years ago, and I used to listen to it on got 0 to 100 is the volume level, and I'd listen to it at volume 65.
Yeah.
And I noticed I had to bump it up a little bit to 70, and now I'm in the mid-70s. Well, now I got it up to 100 out of 100. My buddies come over during the pandemic, and we rented a pay-per-view and had a pizza. And they're like, can you turn it up? I'm like, no, that's as loud as it goes. I said, is there something wrong with my hearing? They said, no, there's something wrong with your TV. And I asked you about it off the air, and you told me to check some specific audio. And I don't know what button I grazed my knuckle across, but I had somehow put my TV in surround sound mode.
Oh.
And it yeah. lowered the volume of, yeah. and when I took it off there and put it right into the regular thing, came the last one. And I honestly was online looking at ear specialists to see if I was having.
Well, I'll take that copay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Got it, buddy. Send me the
no,
bill.
No, and that's an interesting point because a lot of TVs have now are smart in that aspect where you can tell them, yes, I'm being used with a surround sound system, so they change the output from the speakers and the TV to more or less be the center channel of a surround sound system. So you're only getting a portion of right. what should be coming out.
Right.
There, most people, when they buy a TV, they never bother to go in and customize it. Like
right.
video.
No, you're right.
You can have the picture look like it's film, like a movie.
Right.
You can have it look like a video game. They never touch it. I've talked to people, you know, you can adjust the treble based EQ. Huh? They don't go into the menu. They just turn on the TV.
You can go into and it says movies, it says sports and all this other stuff that the sound will be different.
My mother's losing her hearing and she watches TV with closed captioning on, which I'm starting to do more
do
of myself.
Too.
And I bought her a smart TV from Walmart as a Christmas present on December 24th. And it was 40 inches, and it was a smart TV because they only had Netflix in one room of the house, right? So they didn't have any smart TV. So I got her one, and she couldn't adjust the closed captioning to the level that it was with the old TV that she had. She liked the bigger letters,
yeah.
And you know they had Charter come out, and they had everybody come out, and all. So I don't even hear about this till the end of February. I finally scanned the receipt and I mailed her the hard copy, emailed her the scan, said, "Mom, take it back. Buy yourself something else. Put the old TV back on. Go get yourself a Roku. Take the difference and buy yourself something back." I did not know until that very day, which would have been March of this year, that Walmart has a 30-day return policy on electronics. Anything else in the store
is forever.
Is either 90-day or up to a year, but electronics only is 30 days.
I'm surprised it's even 30 days, and I'll tell you why. This happens. Super Bowl weekend. People buy TV and they watch Super Bowl and they take it back.
Yeah.
That's not uncommon.
Or a TV breaks or gets a crack in the screen or something and they buy that exact model And then people take it back and say, yeah, there's a, took the TV out of the box, there's a crack in the screen.
Yeah.
And you know, people at the desk don't do anything about that.
No. Well, I mean, I'm sure you guys have heard stories where somebody buys what they think is a new TV from name your big box retailer. They get it home, open it up, and it's a brick and some rocks in there because the weight is the same.
Oh, yeah.
And the person at the store taking the return didn't bother
really?
To open it.
Right.
Yeah. I've heard that several
times. And
then
how do you prove to Best Buy that it was a rock in your box when you got home?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
So earbuds, Dan, you might be interested in
no,
this.
No, you want? We got a couple calls.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah, talk to people.
I'd
yeah.
to look down.
I'd much rather do that.
The rat, I don't know if it's the rat from the list. The rat from Lake of the Ozarks?
Yep.
Rat?
AM and the PM.
Oh, it's him. It's him. It's the rat from the lake. How you doing? Say hi to Josh. Say hi to Josh Bellman.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, Rat. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Rat.
Quick question. I had several people text me this afternoon that they had friend requests from me.
Oh, from you?
And I've been hacked.
No. Okay. So people use the term that they've been hacked when this happens. Likely what has happened is someone took your profile picture and your name and created a new Facebook account to impersonate you or spoof you. The term is called spoofing.
Right.
You yourself have probably, I can almost say 99% chance, not been hacked. They just stole your name and your picture. Tell your friends.
I've seen the rat. Nobody would want to steal his picture.
you beat me to it. I was going to say this.
Tell your friends that have texted you that they need to report that account as a fraudulent account, and it will get taken down by Facebook.
All righty, great. I'll do that. Send them all a note.
Yep.
So,
hey, and I got it too. I got
on,
the
guys.
And Ronnie. I just checked my Facebook page and
still call him Rat the Rat.
I mean Rat. Yeah, I'm sorry, right. Rat.
Disrespectful.
I have a friend request sent from you.
So go ahead and report.
Is that right?
Go ahead and report that, Dan.
Fifth or sixth one.
Okay.
The other thing you may want to do is on your real Facebook account, make a post saying someone has stolen my picture and my name and has made a fake second account. Don't accept any new friend requests from me. Please report it to Facebook if you get it.
How would they know to send this fake thing to Dan, who knows him?
Okay, great point. So when I look at somebody on Facebook, say I'm on Facebook and I go look at Dan's profile, say I'm not friends with Dan, chances are I can see his friend list.
Right.
So I just take note of those people and I hit send friend request. And so,
but what's the point? They're already friends.
So this will end up being, hey Dan, I'm stuck in Florida. My car broke down.
Okay.
Can you send me $500?
Okay, that's what they're working toward.
And Dan would send him $500.
No, he wouldn't.
No, I would.
No, he would.
No.
So
no, he'd never do that.
Not for the rat.
I could be a Timbuktu.
That's a good joke.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah. Well, that's because I couldn't figure out why would you send a friend request to somebody who's already a friend so
right.
that down the road they'll actually, okay,
social
think,
engineering.
I got you.
Yep.
They'll think it's him.
Yep, exactly.
Well, there you go, Rat.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank
right.
you.
Take it easy.
Have a good one.
Why do you call him a rat?
Well, his last name is Rodenmeyer, like rodent.
Mm.
And the day I met him, 30 years ago, I went Rodenmeyer, like rat rodent. Yeah, rat. That was it. Boom, the rat. That's all I've ever called
okay.
the rat.
All right.
Because when you get rodent in your name or
you're
close to rodent,
it.
Yeah, kind of are asking for it. Ken is next. Ken, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bellman.
Hey, AM to PM.
Thank you. Okay, don't say hello to him.
I
That's
know.
Fine.
Yeah.
That's fine, too.
I'm getting right to it.
Okay.
Hey, Josh, what I got is one of those big Roku TVs, and about a week ago, I noticed how that when I'm watching just the standard channel through cable, everything is expanded to where, you know, like usually you see that CBS emblem down in the right corner.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Okay.
But if I watch a DVD, it's fine.
So that is the output What are you watching local broadcast through? I'm assuming a Charter box or an AT&T box or Dish Network.
Through a local cable company. Yeah.
Okay. The box itself that you're using from the cable company has been set to mm-hmm. probably Zoom mode. Mm-hmm. And there's a button somewhere on your remote that probably says mm-hmm. Zoom or picture aspect or something like that. Hit that a few times, and you'll go through a few settings, a few cycles of aspect ratios, and that should solve your problem.
And here's what's so frustrating. You have a picture ratio setting on your TV remote.
Yep.
You have one on your Spectrum or Dish or DirecTV remote.
Yep.
And one thing could be once, and it just drives you nuts trying to figure out which one needs to be reset.
The more frustrating part of this is you have a remote with probably 100 buttons on it, and you might use 10, 15.
Man, that is the truth. I have buttons on every remote. I'm afraid to touch them. Yeah. I don't know what they do.
Yeah.
I'll give that a try. Yeah. Cause, I know, like I say, I thought I'd try it for two different aspects, the, DVDs and the, just to see if it was the TV itself.
Yeah. And honestly, if you can't get it figured out, your best line of defense is probably going to be call the cable company or the provider and say, hey, this is my situation. My TVs or the output is stuck on Zoom. Everything else is fine. Can you tell me what button on the remote will fix my aspect?
Because it may not be, but it could be in the settings.
It could very well be.
Sometimes you got to go in the settings and find the aspect ratio.
Absolutely.
So, at least you know where the problem is. It's not with your TV.
Amen.
And if you've got a Roku TV, I would be dumping cable if you've got high speed internet and go with YouTube TV or Hulu Live.
Oh, is this? Do you have Spectrum? I don't know what happened there.
What did you press?
Hey, get
there
out
we
the
go. I hit
there.
Something. There
you
we go. Do you have Spectrum?
No, I'm in Illinois. We have Consolidated.
Oh, okay. Because I had the same issue when I bought my new TV, and it's a Roku TV, and I had to get into the actual Spectrum box and go through the settings and set it from 720 to 1080.
That's not going to change what's off the edge of the screen.
That's a pixel.
Well, it shouldn't.
It changed everything on mine. I mean, I had...
Josh, help me out here. 720, 1080 is not what's cropped on the screen.
It shouldn't, but...
No.
I mean, I've seen weirder things.
It's Dan. He thinks it fixed it.
It's Dan. You just read my mind on that.
No, but I would seriously, if you're paying for cable TV and you have high-speed internet... over, say, 30 meg download speeds, I would highly look at your cost that you're paying for cable TV and look at one of the live content streamers like YouTube TV or Hulu Live. You'll get locals, and you'll probably get 90% of the channels that you want.
Well, we'll see what we can do. I appreciate the input.
All right. Ken, thank you. Thanks for listening.
Good day.
We appreciate it. God night. Hear you say that? Good Paul night. Harris. God night.
No, it was Paul Harvey that said that. Harvey said that.
Karen is on the phone. Karen, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hi, Josh. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
The other day, I got an email, and it looked like it was from Apple, and it says confirmation of payment, and it has a little icon, tap to download the receipt. I didn't do that, but I want to try and report these things to Apple. Is that... anything I should do? Should I just delete them and move on? Are they harmless?
Honestly, no, they're not harmless.
Can I say it's probably a waste of time?
It would be, because there's not a whole lot Apple can do about it.
No.
Oh, okay.
The high and low of it, Apple has already taken all of the precautions.
Almost said all the preconication.
I know. I've been drinking. They've taken all of the precautions.
Jackson, did you know your dad had been drinking? Or you think he just said that as a joke? He was just trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
There are certain precautions that companies can take to prevent spam from leveraging their servers, and I guarantee you Apple has done that. There's really nothing more that they can probably do. So ignore it, delete it, just don't click on it.
Yeah, you're smart not to click on it.
Okay. Okay. Hey, thank you very much.
All right, Karen.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you. You have... 3.5 minutes or so.
Okay. If you bought a Roku streaming device before 2012, Roku's been around for a long while. If you bought one of their early devices before 2012, you need to buy a new one. if you want to continue using Hulu and Hulu Live. Hulu came out and said those older footprint devices are not going to be supported anymore, so go buy a new $49 Roku streaming stick. That just kind of pays to stay up. I would imagine your experience of streaming TV has been pretty miserable anyway because the memory is pretty low in those old devices. I talk about Google Photos an awful lot in here. Amazon Prime. If you're an Amazon Prime member, you also get unlimited photo storage at full resolution with the Amazon Photo app. So if you don't like Google having your photos or storing your photos on Google, you can store them on Amazon.
I cannot keep up with all this stuff. I just can't.
Google Photos. We had my in-laws' 50th anniversary party this weekend. I created a photo album. Every picture that Annette and I took, we put in the album. I shared the album with my in-laws. Everybody's able to share all of the photos they took into a single album, and now everybody can see every photo that everybody took from
the
weekend.
But this TikTok, Instagram.
TikTok.
But there must be people that's all they do.
Sure.
Is just stare at the phone.
14-year-old.
Want to see what everybody's doing.
If I have, I don't know how these albums got created on my phone, but I've got 1,534 photos on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the, and then it says shared albums. If I go to the shared album icon and I hit delete those photos, will it delete it from not just that shared album, but also from the main?
Mm-hmm.
It'll delete them from everywhere.
Should.
Why can't I just delete it? Why can't I just delete this folder without deleting them on my main phone?
Good question. I don't know.
But I'm with him. Sometimes you're afraid to do it. Oh, I lost it.
Well, here's the thing, Tim. Unless those photos likely are not counting against your Google storage. So realistically, the only thing you need to be worried, if you don't want them, if they're incriminating photos, by all means, delete them.
No, I like them. I don't need the double. I don't need two versions of 138 photos.
Because doesn't that eat up more of his space?
No, because it's unlimited storage. You can delete them off your phone if that's a problem or a concern.
Yeah, but I don't want to delete them off the main batch of photos I have on my phone. These folders got created. I don't know how.
Let me look at it after I'm done here, and I'll see if you can delete it.
I got the same thing. I looked on my phone and went, I didn't start that folder.
Google Photos or your phone itself?
Just the phone itself.
Interesting. All right. Well, if you need tech help, shoot me an email, joshtechadvice@gmail.com. I'm Josh the Tech Guy, and it's time to say bye.
Oh, there you go. Another great, informative, Brian, sorry you didn't get in, but you just waited a little bit too late to call. Maybe next week, save that question if you don't get it figured out. Call us next week because we'll be back next.
Or email
him. Again, or email him at the email address he just gave you. Brought to you by Window World, number one selling replacement window in the United States. And you can find out a lot more about Window World at windowworldstlouis.com. Let's just talk about Window World while we're at it. It is the number one. By far, number one. My daughter and her still new husband get married in October. Their first house, they're in the process of moving in little by little. They're overwhelmed with all the things you have to do to a house that you didn't build or buy brand new. And I said, well, welcome to life. It's always going to be something. And one thing was these people didn't bother to recaulk, reseal things. That's got to be done. And in a couple of cases, they're just flat out going to have to get new windows. And they know who to call, and I hope you do too. If you're AM and the PM, you know to call Window World. Not just because we asked you to. There's a reason we asked you to. We didn't ask all the other people in the United States who made them number one. We didn't ask them to call. They called because they did their homework. They studied and they looked around. They compared price. They compared product. They made the decision. This is the best value, overwhelmingly the best value. So we're just asking you to take advantage of the legwork they've already done for you. Window World, you don't have to buy Window World windows if you'd like to pay more. If you're embarrassed, you got a lot of rich friends, they go, Window World, what did you get? Did you lose your job or your trust fund? If that's a concern, then yeah, okay. Or get them and tell them there's some other brand that cost a fortune. But if, like most people, you're interested in getting the most for your money, then this is your window. Window World, the official window of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs and the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champ, maybe for 2 years, the Stanley Cup champion, St. Louis Blues. You can find out a whole lot more, and I hope you will, at windowworldstlouis.com. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
590 The Fan with your local talent covering your St. Louis team. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. The family of George Floyd is arriving at a public viewing in Texas. Family members made the surprise appearance this afternoon at the Fountain of Praise in Houston, where a public viewing is taking place. It's not known if they'll meet with people going to pay their respects to the 46-year-old who was killed by police in Minnesota on Memorial Day. The family met earlier today with Texas Governor Greg Abbott, former Vice President Joe Biden, and Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. President Trump is speaking out about some proposals to reduce or defund police departments. He spoke during a White House roundtable with law enforcement.